Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the COVID-19 virus got underway on Friday in Wuhan in central China. The WHO said its team plans to visit hospitals, markets like the Hunan Seafood, and laboratories at facilities like the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the coronavirus. Authorities in Romania say a hospital fire early Friday morning in Bucharest killed at least four people. The hospital, a key hospital in that city, treats COVID-19 patients. Several other people were injured in that blaze early Friday. So far, no immediate word on the cause of the blaze that from early reports has been extinguished. In other news, U.S. President Joe Biden taking steps to undo damage of the Trump administration's health care policies. Biden signed two orders opening a three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. As always, for much details on additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Continuing with our story pertaining to the Biden administration's steps in undoing the health care policies of the Trump administration, the president's order also restores funding for foreign non-government groups that give information to women about abortions. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears to be 89% effective based on early findings of a British study. These shots also seem to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. Novavax says it needs more data before it can seek British authorization. General Motors, the largest U.S. automaker, has set a goal of producing vehicles with no tailpipe emissions by 2035, shifting away from gas and diesel engines. GM's announcement comes after President Biden pledged to tackle greenhouse emissions and boost sales of electric vehicles. Biden also promised to replace the government's 650,000 vehicle fleet with electric models. The British government is promising to stand by the people of its former colony, Hong Kong, against a Chinese crackdown as it launches a new visa program starting on Sunday. Holders of British national overseas status will be able to apply to live and work in Britain for up to 5 years and eventually seek citizenship. And the White House has condemned the Pakistan Supreme Court's release of a British man convicted and later acquitted of the beheading of an American journalist, Daniel Pearl, in 2002. A White House spokeswoman says the Biden administration is calling for Ahmed Sheikh to be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote. VOA News.